Good morning, MGTOW men. I find everything to be interesting, okay? Now, I bought about 8 of these for a few dollars each off eBay. And the problem is they're refrigerator type, refrigerator freezers, right? Okay, and the problem is that range is 5 fucking degrees, 0 to 5 degrees is in green, and it's really small and it's really hard to see, and that's minus 15 to minus 20 degrees Celsius, and it's very, very fucking tiny, and it's hard to see in a not so brilliantly lit area. So what I did is I got some card and I'm going to measure it all out, and so that I can do a recalibrate a face so that I can see I'm going to make it up a new face. And I don't, if it's for a refrigerator or a freezer, I don't need to know anything other than that the temperature is in the range as necessary to know where they're supposed to be. So I'm going to reface these. Here we go. That gets into that optical thing. So I'm going to reface these to show only the band, you know, you can see whether, I don't need to know above it or below it. I don't care. It's not necessary. But I just need to know, easily see that range that the fucking temperature it's supposed to be inside the refrigerator, you know. So I'm going to reband those or recalibrate the faces, you know. Here's another thing which is really, really good, but it's too big for the fridge. Again, remember that thing I said about, you know, if you rotate it, you know, they're actually the juice. The juice tube is actually a lens, and when you buy a thermometer, look for the ones where the orientation of the lens means that you can look at it like straight on, you know what I mean, and you'll see a nice thick red line or silver line or blue line or whatever, you know what I mean. Don't get one that points off to the side unless you're going to locate it into a position where you're looking at somewhat from the side. Okay, so where did I put it? Oh, here it is. I bought about 6 meters of fucking, or 5 meters of hurricane lamp wick, and I was just thinking about it, and I thought, because it's got such nice neat edges, you know, and I thought, I wonder if this is hollow up the middle, and I thought, well, that's a question that I would never have thought of in a million years. I'm making a wet bulb thermometer. So what I did with this is I cut away the grating. There's a grating on each side of that. And what I did is when you squeeze the fucking wick, it's actually a hollow woven wick, and it's probably got a little bit of starch in there or something like that. And it's pressed flat and dried and stays flat, right? So, hurricane lamp wicks are cotton, which is really good for drawing up the water. So, that there is going to be sitting in a little shallow tray of water. And that's the evaporation. The temperature that that cools down to allows you to determine the humidity of the air, and the regular they have hot and cold, because I couldn't do it with this. You know, there's no way to sort of get any sort of wick around, you know, cotton wick around that fucking thing. Is too small. But yeah, it's a science of metrology, evaporation, thermodynamics, all this sort of stuff. There's a lot of, there's staggering amounts of really clever people. So yeah, so anyway, I've succeeded in converting in a shit thermometer. That's not a shit thermometer. It's incredibly cheap, though. But I've succeeded in converting a really fucking basic, good, dies in the hot, bright sunshine, you know, goes crackly and shit. But if it's kept out of the sunlight, it lasts for a long time. And, because we've got some weather here that's, it oscillates between being a bit cold in the middle of summer to being, well, I like to brag a little bit, oh, it's going to be so hot. Well, the temperature changes by the weather forecast, depending on the day and the fucking hour of the day and stuff, you know. But Tuesday's forecast, it was forecast to get to 47 degrees Celsius. They've since revised that down to 46 degrees Celsius. But who the fuck knows, in another day or two's time, that might be going up to like 48 or 49. Fuck. So anyway, that's ignited a fucking interest in thermodynamics and temperature measurement and making a wet bulb thermometer. So that should be pretty good. It doesn't have to be dead accurate, it just has to be accurate enough. And, yeah. So we'll stick it in a little tray of water, and I'll let you know how it goes. It's all plastic. All right, thank you.